up, Mass Murder Gang, and welcome to another episode of Mass Murder Talk. I am your host, Janine Johnson. I usually do these episodes with my husband, but he's not feeling the greatest right now, so I'll be doing this one by myself. I am also recording on my phone because I have been complaining forever about my laptop having sucky audio, so hopefully I get a new laptop for Christmas. Hopefully, if my husband listens to this episode, wink, wink, he'll get the hint. Anyway, it has been a long time since I have done an episode. It feels so good to be on again, even if it is just for the holiday episodes. This is the Thanksgiving episode, and we will also have a Christmas episode. I wanted to get this one out a little closer to Thanksgiving, but I was dealing with some personal stuff, and you know, life just be lifing. But I tried to find one that was around Thanksgiving time and that was interesting. So for those that don't know, I stopped doing my podcast because the platform that I use changed. They changed some of the things and I just wasn't in favor of it. And I'm really working on starting my YouTube channel, but I know none of those videos will be out until after the first of the year, probably sometime in January. As some of our listeners may know, I also have a segment called the Parasite Files podcast that I do by myself. If you haven't listened to any of those episodes, you should check them out. Those are really good. On this podcast, we talk about mass murders, usually dealing with mental illness and or the family angle. However, we do not talk about school shootings. We talk about cases or stories that have been out for a while. Usually, this one is pretty recent. We take public information that we have and present it to our listeners through our eyes. I will say that we are not therapists, psychologists, or professionals in any way. We tell the stories with the information that we have to the best of our ability. And at the end, I will always ask, what do y'all think? And we will give our opinions and final thoughts. So with all of that out of the way, let's start the episode. This episode is about the 2022 Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart shooting. On November 22, 2022, 2 days before Thanksgiving, 31-year-old Andre Marcus Bing shot and killed 6 of his Walmart co-workers and injured 4 others before killing himself. Now, I really couldn't find much background on Bing, just like previous places where he had lived. And at the time of the shooting, he was a resident of Chesapeake, and he had previously lived in Suffolk. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm not from there, so please, if you're from there and you're listening, don't kill me. Norfolk and Virginia Beach. He had also lived in Queens, San Angelo, Texas, so he had been around. But he had started working at the Walmart in Chesapeake 12 years earlier, and he had no criminal record. So I couldn't imagine what went wrong. From what I could find, he didn't have any social media accounts. No Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, nothing. And let's be honest, in this day and age, for a 31-year-old man with no kids to not have any social media accounts is a little strange. I'm not saying that it doesn't or can't happen. In my opinion, it's just a little weird. So at the time of the shooting, Bing was working as a Walmart night supervisor. So let's move on to the day of the shooting. Now, this is a little crazy to me because I watched a video of him talking, laughing, and joking with his coworkers just a short time before the shooting. And to me, that's the scary part, because you just never know what's in somebody's mind or what they're going through mentally. But I mean, just imagine, you're sitting there, you're talking to your coworkers, they're probably sitting around talking about their Thanksgiving plans or complaining about having to work on Thanksgiving, you know, just everyday life work stuff. And next thing you know, your fellow coworker comes in and just starts shooting at you and everyone around you. I mean, that had to be absolutely terrifying. So the day goes on just like any other day. But at 10:12 p.m., the police respond to reports of a shooting at the store. Bing had shot a specific coworker, then went into the break room where they were having a meeting about overnight responsibilities, and without saying a word, he shot several other people. He walked outside of the break room and started walking through the aisles, and as he was walking through the aisles, he fired at least 10 shots. He came across a coworker that was hired just days earlier, and he told her to go home. He was not targeting her. He was targeting specific coworkers. He would even continue to shoot them even though their bodies were face down, just to make sure that they were dead. He was also carrying around a paper list that he had created with the names of the employees that he was targeting. It took first responders 35 to 45 minutes to search the building, and when they did, that's when they found multiple victims, including the gunman, Bing, who was dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The alleged motive for the shootings was supposed revenge for workplace bullying by his coworkers, or like they would make fun of him because I guess he would try to flirt with a girl and the girl would shoot him down, and you know, just normal everyday at work stuff. But apparently he didn't take it that way. He thought that everybody was just against him. And I also read that some employees had complained about Bing, saying that he was difficult and known to be hostile to others. I watched another video where they were interviewing some of the survivors, and one of them said that even though she was fairly new, she was told that Bing was the one to, quote, look out for. So in my personal opinion, that means that this is the one to stay the fuck away from, because anything could set him off. And as I dove deeper into the research for this case, more about Bing started to come out. Bing had legally purchased the 9mm handgun the morning of the shooting, and he had practiced shooting targets that were later discovered in his vehicle. Authorities also found a, quote, death note on his phone where he had mentioned God and how he felt he was being mocked by his coworkers. And in the note, he had the targeted names. I'm not going to read the whole note, but in one part of the note, he wrote, quote, the associates gave me evil, twisted grins, mocked me, and celebrated my downfall the last day. That's why they suffer the same fate as me, end quote. He also continued on to say, quote, I wish I could save everyone from myself. May God forgive me what I'm about to do, end quote. Now, when Walmart was asked in an interview if the gunman complained about his coworkers, Walmart put out a statement saying, quote, there is nothing that can justify taking innocent lives. Our focus continues to be on the families who are grieving and supporting our associates through this difficult time, end quote. So I will let you take from that what you want. My personal opinion, of course, I'm going to give it because that's how I am. But my personal opinion, they knew and they just didn't want to admit to it, because obviously that makes them really guilty. But some of Bing's coworkers also described him as having odd and threatening behaviors. Another one of his coworkers described him as a loner. She said that he was always saying things like the government was watching him and that's why he didn't like social media, and he kept black tape on the camera of his phone. She also went on to say that everyone thought that there was something wrong with him. Another one of the survivors said that Bing just stood in the doorway of where they were having their meeting. He had a blank stare on his face. He literally looked around the room and just started shooting. She said people were just dropping to the floor. They were screaming. They were gasping. She said at one point he even put the gun up to her head. Why he decided not to pull the trigger, I don't know. She said after that, he just walked away and continued walking through the store shooting. Bing then returned to the break room where he encountered that employee that had just been hired a few days before, and she was hiding under a table. And he told her, come out from under the table and go home. She says she tried not to look at her coworkers, but she said the sound of the blood hitting the floor haunts her. She said there was so much blood coming off of the chairs, it was making like a rhythm sound. She said that was one of the most disturbing things, and she will never let go of that. I mean, could you imagine that just replaying in your head over and over, especially when you close your eyes? You close your eyes and all you see is your coworkers dead, and you could just hear the rhythm of their blood hitting the floor. I don't think I would ever be right after that. So a former employee of Walmart filed a $20 million lawsuit against the retailer for injuries she had suffered after the shooting. She alleged that years prior to the November 22nd shooting, Walmart had been aware of numerous complaints about Bing's erratic, disturbing, and violent and harassing behavior, including herself. She complained too. And her lawyers alleged that Bing was acutely paranoid and delusional and believed that he was the victim of conspiracies and unspecified efforts to hack his phone and suffered from religious ideations. From what I could find out, Walmart never paid that lawsuit, which is just fucking sad. They should have dished out whatever they needed to dish out, period. So, what do y'all think? Do y'all think Walmart is to blame for this? Do you think that they should have or could have done more to prevent it? What do I think? I think Walmart is 100% responsible for this. Apparently, I mean, his coworkers have been complaining about him for years and they still didn't do anything. I think Walmart should pay every single person that is directly affected by this. This was so fucking avoidable. Do I think mental illness had a hand in this? Absolutely. Could he have gotten help? I don't know. Did he even want help? I mean, you know, maybe, but, you know, he didn't trust the government. So I'm pretty sure he's not going to trust the therapist, because if he's in the room with the therapist and it's just him, the therapist, he's going to assume that they're listening in on his conversation. I don't know that for a fact. That's just, you know, me thinking out loud. So that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank y'all for listening, and look out for our Christmas episode. It's going to be a good one. I will post on my Facebook page when that episode will be coming out. Thanks again. Talk to y'all on the next one. Deuces.